insult to injury. He lifted his rear offside leg and took careful aim.
"Oh, don't even think about it,"
Rex whispered through his gritted teeth.
"If you want to help, just whimper a bit and look concerned." "Oh, gotcha, man. Play for sympathy, eh? Ha ha, shrewd thinking. Whoa!"
The contents of the slop pail, issuing even as it did from the upstairs window, caught them both with unerring accuracy. Fido took to his heels. Rex clambered to his feet.
"Now just you see here," he began.
The spade missed him by inches.
"Dig it deep and dig it now,"
were his wife's final demands. The window slammed shut and Rex was left very much alone. He gazed around at his wonderful garden. The toil of his hands and the sweat of his brow had brought all this into being. He had planted every plum and pulse, pepper and pimento, pomegranate and passion fruit. He had pampered each pear and peach and pomelo, particularly the pineapples, papayas, parsnips and potatoes. He had even been patient with the peas. It was a theme garden. Although, for the life of him, he couldn't remember what the theme actually was, nor why he'd planted the sprouts. And the house itself, he'd designed that from the ground up. High-gabled, daub and wattle, a veritable tour de force in arts and crafts revivalism. And all for her, Christine, his wife, Christine, twin sister of Jesus. But was it enough? Not a bit of it. Was she contented? Not one smidgen. Grateful? As if. Beautiful garden, lovely setting, fabulous house. And what did she want? Oh, an indoor toilet. One trivial oversight on his part, and all this fuss. Perhaps if he'd stayed around to supervise the actual construction of the house rather than carousing with his chums at the local grog shop, he might have noticed the omission. And perhaps if he had not employed the services of Blood Axe and Deathblade, builders to the aristocracy, perhaps. But there it was. Rex considered the ramshackled outside dunny he had thrown together. It niffed a bit, but was surely adequate to their daily needs. There was just no pleasing some people. Women were strange and exotic creatures, and no man, even one as obviously thoughtful and sensitive as Rex, could be expected to understand them fully. The lady wanted an indoor flush toilet plumbed to an outside septic tank system. And that was that. She would brook no compromise, and there would be no peace in the marital home until the pit was dug and the tank was in. That was the specific order of the day, as it had been for more days than Rex cared to remember. There was nothing for it. The deed would have to be done. Rex fingered his big red ear, plucked up the spade and made a very bad face indeed. Now, as with most things, there is a fine art to the successful laying in of a septic tank, and its correct location plays a very large part in the thing. It must be placed just so. Too near to the house, and it can become a serious hazard to the nostrils in the hot weather. Too far, and the pipes may freeze in the cold. The composition of the soil is of supreme importance, as is that the site chosen is at a lower level than the toilet. Then, of course, there are the planetary aspects to be taken into consideration. The local lay system and a careful check to make sure you're not digging up a fairy's house. You can never be too careful. Correct location is everything. "Ah, that'll do nicely," said Rex, spying out the nearest area of untilled land. "Ideal." He stalked over, dragging